Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 15th, 2023. You have your host, James J. here. At 3:30, we're going to be joined by Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationships Educator with UW Extension Madison. Looking forward to talking with Jackie. Right now, we have Jill Akalina. Alecnia?
That was closer.
It was closer.
Alecna.
Alecna. Jeez, you told me like 20 seconds ago. Jillian is here. I won't mess up that part. Jill, thanks so much for being here today. She joins us from Visit Rome. How you been?
I've been good. Definitely busy.
Yeah.
As we probably say every time we're on the show, Rome is definitely alive and well during the summer.
Yeah. We want to send a big shout out to our friends at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank for sponsoring the segment. We appreciate them. Say a good morning to Lisa as well, your partner over
there.
Yes.
Good morning, Lisa.
Hope she's doing well. Let's go ahead and kick things off in a really fun spot with the Rome Farmers Market coming back.
Yeah. So tomorrow and every Friday through, I believe, September 29th, mm-hmm. is the Rome Farmers Market in our Rome Town Center. If you've ever seen the splash pad or the gazebo, right there. Join us for live music, food vendors, crafts, produce, and just a lot of great local goodies.
Yeah. It's, whenever we talk about our farmers markets, the first thing that comes to me is, you know, getting great produce and helping support our ag industry at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty unique. But these are a lot of fun, too.
They are.
People love going to them. And it's certainly for all the reasons I just said, but also those organic, conversations you have and running into people that you may not have seen in a while and a lot of that. It's a get together.
Yeah.
It's a fun event, and as Jill said, every Friday you can look forward to that from 9 to 1. And where does this take place?
Rome Town Center.
Mm-hmm. On tomorrow as well, we got Draft on the Road Bike Ride. What is this?
So Draft, for all of you that don't see the acronym, mm-hmm. is Discover Rome Area Family Trails, I believe.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. They will be having one of their summer bike rides from 6 to 7:30. It'll be about 12 to 15 miles casual. This isn't Tour de France riding.
Yeah.
And meet at Rome Town Center gazebo at 6 o'clock.
With an event like this, I would say if you don't have a bike, grab one of maybe the River Riders bikes or a Bauer one, because it's a fun event. Mm-hmm. It's a great chance to get out on the bike, and especially for us adults, we don't get a chance to be on bikes very often. But it's a fun event. And that kicks off over at the Rome Town Center gazebo.
Yep.
Okay, meet them there at 6 tomorrow, everybody. It's going to be fun. This Saturday, our friends at the Rome Snow Bandits have their classic car show.
Yes, their annual car show from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Once again, held in Rome Town Center.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are there beautiful cars, bikes, and snowmobiles on display, but they have food and refreshments, raffles, kids' face painting, music provided by a DJ. It's just a really fun event for the entire family.
Everybody that has a classic car looks for any opportunity to get that baby out there.
Mm-hmm.
Here is another opportunity.
Yeah.
Along with supporting your community, having a good time, and being a part of all these other great things that are going on. It's going to be a really fun event. Going to be some beautiful cars strolling through the Rome area this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's going to be nice. Also going on Saturday, the annual Tri-Norris Mini Mudder. We love this event.
Yes. So that'll be 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. right at Tri-Norris Winter Park. It's about a mile-long mudder run, and the run concludes with a little shower station provided by the Rome Fire Department, and we will also have concessions there.
Special shout out to the Rome Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
We really greatly appreciate you and all the work that you do for our communities and keeping them safe and being a part of events like this.
Yeah.
Any chance for them to have some fun and get out into the public and do these kind of things is great. I love that.
Yes.
And it's the same thing for us as a community. Any chance we get to get dirty. We love getting dirty. It's Wisconsin. We like getting out there in the mud, getting out there in the dirt, doing these kind of things. It's going to be a fun event. 10 to 3, this will be going on. Where is it taking place again?
Tri-Norris Winter Park, right off of County Highway O.
Some easy to follow signs to get you out there, and it's a great location.
Yeah, it really is. And they just do a great job maintaining it and actually setting up the course.
Yes.
Even when the kids have run through they have like volunteers. I know we've had some hockey volunteers come in to help before. They just do a great job.
Yeah, Tri-Norris for decades have been doing great work in this area. Appreciate the people over there. Coming up on Tuesday, June 20th, got a really fun one taking place over at the library.
Yeah. So over at the Lester Public Library of Rome from 3:30 to 5, they will be doing sand art crafts. So you'll get to pick out a sand art bottle, some colors of sand, and make your own masterpiece. This program is not just for kids. It's for all ages. No registration is required. However, the program will be held outside, so dress accordingly. Put on your sunscreen.
Yes. And very important nowadays. You want to dress for warmer weather, probably, from what it's looking like right now. Tuesday is going to be a nice day, so that's great. That's really cool. But you want to dress for that. I'm really thankful that they kept this open to all ages because I want to do this. But I know I'm not alone. I know there's a lot of adults that are going to have fun with this one. I love these events that we can create things and we take something from the event to take home. It never gets old. These kind of things are always fun. And you get the chance to check out the library a little bit, stop over there. That is always great. Going to be a fun event. Thursday, June 22nd through Sunday, you're going to have a little bit of Nash. I haven't heard of this. What is this one?
Yeah, so don't quote me on this. I think it's either our second or third year doing this program where we have four Nashville singer-songwriters four nights in a row.
Wow.
Just performing at local establishments.
Yeah.
So Thursday, it'll be at Tunes on the Turn at Lake Arrowhead from 5 to 8 p.m. Friday, it'll be Hoozle's Bar on Highway 54. So that's not in Rome, but part of the,
Close enough.
Saturday, we will have Camelot on the Lake from 1 to 5. And then Sunday, we're back at Hoozle's at the Lakes, which is in Rome.
Yeah.
And that's 1 to 5.
We appreciate all these businesses. Love our friends at Lake Arrowhead at both Hoozle's locations, Camelot on the Lake. It's a great one. What a fun idea to bring a little bit of Nashville to Rapids here, to the Wisconsin area here. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. And just a quick thing, because we have so much live music in the area, it would probably take up multiple sessions of or Midday Magazine, we suggest you go to either our calendar and check out other upcoming music, or normally Hoozle's has all of their music laid out. So if we don't mention it, that's why we just don't want to be here for 2.5 hours.
Makes sense. Go to visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. It's a fantastic website. You go ahead and bookmark that because it won't be the first or the last time you go there. You're going to be going there a lot. And I just click on events and boom, right there is everything I need. It's all lined up for me. It's all perfectly done. All broken down by date, of course. And I see right here, I see bands. I see all this showing up. It's great. It's a great website. You guys do a really nice job with this. Again, visitromewi.com is that website.
Yeah.
Saturday, June 24th, shopping extravaganza over at our friends over at Hoozle's.
Yeah. So I like to think of this almost as a farmer's market part two.
I like that.
So there will be a lot of vendors, crafters, and direct sales. I believe the last count I had was 30, maybe more now. Just kind of a nice get together again.
These we can't have enough of these kind of events.
Well, yeah.
we only have like 2 weeks of summer, so we gotta get as much of these events in as we can. I like what you said there about the like kind of extension of a farmer's market or part two or any of that. It's great for our vendors.
Yeah.
Every opportunity for our vendors to be out there and to get their great goods to you is wonderful for them and helping a local business, helping our ag industry, all of this above.
Yeah.
And to your point, it's just nice to have these events, too. It's just great. Got another one coming up on that Saturday, June 24th.
Yeah. Back at the Lester Public Library of Rome from 10 a.m. to noon, they will be having ceramic animal painting, not painting. So stop by the library and paint either a ceramic dinosaur or sea animal. The program is available for all ages and no registration is required.
See, I'm starting to think that they knew I wanted to go to these events. So, like, we just might as well make it for all ages.
Yeah.
No, in all seriousness, that means, well, if I'm a mom and dad, I bring my kids down maybe. Mm-hmm. Or you know, we bring down the youngest, the baby, or something like that. Like, it turns into more of a family event.
Yeah.
Not that it can't be just when it's focused on kids.
Mm-hmm.
But for mom and dad to be able to play along with the kids and doing these things, it's a real fun family activity.
It really is.
Not to say that if you just as a solo person wants to go to this event, you shouldn't. Like,
yeah.
go, have fun. It's going to be great. I'll meet you down there. You can sit next to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fun event. I like these kind of things, and I'm looking forward to having more and more of this throughout the summer. That's a great one. And it also is our last one of June, which is just crazy.
Yeah, that's blowing my mind.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to June. If anybody has seen it, please let us know.
Yeah.
We'd love it. We could use it. We'd mm-hmm. like a little more June. But we do look at July, and things kick off right on the 1st.
Yeah, so Lake Sherwood has their annual 4th of July celebration from 10 a.m. to about 11 p.m. Just a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
So refreshments by Lake Sherwood.
Mm.
I don't know what that acronym is. Oops. Okay. Saturday, July 1st is Lake Sherwood's annual 4th of July celebration from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Refreshments will be provided by the LSPOA from 10 a.m. through midnight.
Mm.
They have a craft fair going on 10 to 3, kids games going 11 to 3, a beanbag tournament, adult games, the Shermalot ski team performs, and there's fireworks at dusk. Just basically all you think of when you hear about the 4th of July, they have it.
Yeah. Lake Sherwood's the place to be Saturday, July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
You get there early in the morning from 10, you're going to be there all day just having a good time. You come and go as you please if you'd like. I mean, there's going to be stuff for you going on. Shout out to LSPOA for providing the refreshments, certainly. The craft fair is going to be great, similar to what we were talking about before with our farmers markets and giving that opportunity mm-hmm. out there. Kids games, that's wonderful. We always appreciate that. Everybody loves beanbag tournaments. That's awesome. Now, adult games, the kind of generic giving of that, adult games, that just screams fun to me. That just means whatever that involves is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm loving these opportunities to take in our ski teams.
Yeah.
Well, we get a chance to see some of them. We haven't seen them in a year. Here we are getting to not only be entertained by them, but it's a great way to watch them getting ready for the water ski show tournament that's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
The raffle, everybody loves a raffle.
Yes.
That's nice to have that going on as well. And I like that we're seeing more and more of this where people are doing things for first, second, third prize.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice to see that almost everybody wins, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great event Saturday, July 1st over at Lake Sherwood for their 4th of July celebration.
Yeah.
Saturday, July 1st also has another great event going on.
Yeah. So noon to 4 p.m. at Woodland Church, the Lakes Area Artist and Brush and Palette Club will have their art show. This art show includes original art and prints of watercolor, acrylic. They have basketry and mixed media from over 10 local artists. So it's not just showcasing a Rembrandt or Van Gogh. These are local people.
Which is a big deal to us around here, especially at WFHR. We have a whole show designed to help local artists with director's cut. We love to have local artists on the air with us. It's a really cool event. Any chance to promote these people
mm-hmm.
is not only something that I would hope others want to do and champion, but it's also really cool. Like, we love supporting local. We love rooting for we're all homers. We all love rooting for our locals and everything. And here's a great opportunity to do that, supporting local artists, taking in their great work, and maybe even being inspired yourself. Because I know a lot of artists like to take in artists' work. And I think Stephen King talked about this once. Great writers read.
Mm-hmm.
Great writers read. And that's what an artist is. If you're an artist, one of the most inspirational things you can do is seeing other people's work.
Yeah.
Encourage you to check that out. Kicking off on July 1st, Lakes Area Artists and Brush and Palette Club at Art Show. Art show is going to be good. 11, noon to 4, that'll go on over at Woodland Church. Shout out to Woodland Church for hosting that, too. That's really cool. Saturday, July 8th, Draft Family Bike Ride.
Yeah, so 10 a.m. to noon on the 8th will be a kid-friendly family bike ride of about 4-ish miles.
Mm.
Once again, meet at the Rome Town Center around 10 a.m. So if you have little kids that don't want to go on that giant bike ride, this would be a perfect opportunity. It's not very far. Mm. It's not rough terrain going up and down giant hills.
Yeah. It's great for kids, too, to see adults and participating in these events.
Mm-hmm.
We know that they're sponges, those brains.
Yeah.
And they when they see you, they see this stuff, and it's an example to them. And
yes,
as they become adults and they have children, they participate in these events because they saw you doing it. It's a big part of that. So it goes along a lot of layers to it, a lot of layers to it, and also fun. It is fun. Enjoy yourselves with this event. We got Jillian with us from Visit Rome. We're talking about some of the great events coming up in the Rome area. We're going through July now, where this is one of my favorite things I've ever seen you guys bring to us. I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your dog to the patio bar at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yes. So from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., on Sunday, July 9th, will be, let me retry that.
Yeah, go ahead. Take two.
Yeah, take two. Okay, so on Sunday, July 9th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., will be Bring Your Dog to the Patio Bar at Hoozles at the Lakes. There is a $10 fee, but that also includes a little doggy gift bag.
Yeah.
There's live music from Rumors from 1 to 5. There will be pup cups for sale.
Nice.
And a 50-50 raffle. And the people at Hoozles would like you to consider a donation to the Humane Society, which can be like bleach, soft dog treats, Kleenex, paper towel, just monetary donations, etc.
We have, earlier today had Madison Rafter joining us from the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
She joins us with our Pet of the Week every Thursday. And one of the things that I always like to make sure to wrap up with is items they might need over there.
Yeah.
And it's kitten season always. So they can always use things for that. And encourage you to find out more about our Humane Society. They've got a lot of great things that they're doing over there. We just had Pet Palooza.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of opportunities for you to help out. And there is certainly a furry forever friend over there for you.
Yes.
Encourage you to reach out to that. Big shout out to the Hoozles.
Mm-hmm.
Hoozles at the Lakes. These are people that constantly are looking for ways to work with the community, interact with the community, and give back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Really appreciate the work they do over there,
yeah,
along with having a great time. Because you can't have a glass of water over at the lakes and not have a good time at Hoozles. It's a good place.
Basically.
Bring your dog to the patio bar at Hoozles at the Lakes Sunday, July 9th. Going to be a lot of fun from 1 to 5. I might have to bring my fur brother Sam over there and check that out. Sam has never gotten to do something like that. That might be his moment. That might be his chance. Sunday, July 9th, live music at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yes, so that will be running concurrently to Bring Your Dog to the Patio Bar. Featuring Rumors, a classic rock variety band that has been performing in and around the Rapids area for over 25 years.
Incredible band.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have been doing this for a long time. I've seen them multiple times. I've never seen them do a bad song. Like, not just a bad show. I mean, I've never seen them do a bad song.
Mm-hmm.
That's how consistent and how good these they all are at this. Looking forward to seeing them again. That'll be a lot of fun. Tuesday, July 11th through Sunday, July 16th, we have one of our favorite events in all summer going on.
Yes. So it'll be the 124th annual Wisconsin Trap Shooters Association State Shoot happening over at the WTA complex in Rome. I don't even have enough time to explain all the different types of events. So visit the WTA's website for event information, the times of specific shoots, even what's for dinner that night.
Yeah.
they have it all there.
It's, again, one of these things that we look forward to. A great organization that puts back into the community, that has a lot of fun with this one. And the amount of people from out of town that come in for this event is always a little surprising to me, even though I've been in this area long enough to know better. I'm always blown away by that. And is anybody else just love seeing 124th? Like, it's their 124th. Yeah. They've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
Do want to encourage you to check out visitromewi.com. Again, that's visitromewi.com. You guys have a great list of this on your website and a great way for people to check out more about trap shooting and some of that. It's a great event. And as Jill was talking about, check out WTA themselves and their website. Mm-hmm. A lot of great information there for you. Take in this event if you can. I know it's a couple of day events, so maybe you can only take 1 or 2 days in. Go for it.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. It is just cool to watch, too.
Oh, glad you mentioned that, Jillian. To those that I mentioned this last year, and I want to make sure to do that because I've heard from listeners that they were encouraged by this. I've taken in these events, and this isn't my wheelhouse, and I will take in everyone I can since. It was so much more fun than I would have ever imagined, and it's so much more engaging for the watcher. Not a lot of sports. You kind of just sit there and watch.
Yeah.
With this one, you're moving. You're following these things. It's almost like a tennis match in some ways.
Yeah.
It's a really fun time. I encourage you to check it out and support the WTA doing great work. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, July 11th, campfire painting with iHeart Art Studios. Love our friends at iHeart Art Studios.
Yes.
And campfire painting sounds like a lot of fun. I'm not a camper. I've never been camping. So I'm trying to learn more and more about this. Jillian, help me learn. What is this event about?
So this will be at the Leicester Public Library of Rome. We will have two sessions. So the first one is noon to 2 p.m. and then the second one is 3 to 5 p.m. You'll be able to create a beautiful campfire painting with Becky from iHeart Art Studios. There is registration required, so stop by the library front desk and or call 715-325-8990. And if you don't think you're an artist, don't let that set you back, because I've done painting with Becky before. She breaks it down where you're like, oh my gosh, this campfire is going to look terrible. It's going to look like a legit campfire by the end of the day.
I can't even draw a stick figure, and Becky could certainly help me. You know, she also gets to the fun of this.
Yeah.
It's about fun. It's not about, going back to your line earlier, it's not about making a new Rembrandt or Van Gogh. It's about just having fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Encourage you to take this in. Join Becky. And again, registration is required, so please do stop by the Leicester Public Library front desk or give them a call at 715-325-8990. That's 325-8990. If you do need that number again, just go ahead and email me, reach out to our team here, and we'll get it to you. Tuesday, July 11th, Gather by the Gazebo is back.
Yes.
So cool to have this event back.
Yes, we had our first one on Tuesday,
yeah,
or this past Tuesday. This is number two, happening July 11th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Rome Town Center Gazebo. It's presented by our friends at the Harder Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Bring your lawn chair or blanket and enjoy. Food will be available to purchase from Chatterbox Catering. The entertainment that night is Bob Allen. And just really nice to kind of get outside, enjoy some live music.
Love Bob. Great performer. It's a get to have him down there. We love our friends at Chatterbox. And just the atmosphere of the gazebo and around there is great. Jillian, how did the first one go? It sounds like it went really well.
I think it did go pretty well for being, I think it rained earlier. So I know that always puts a little damper in things, but it seemed like it went well.
Join them for the Gather by the Gazebo all summer long, 5:30 to 7:30. Tuesday, July 11th is the next one. And as we're wrapping up here, Jillian, I did want to take the time to touch on one or two more things. Wednesday, July 12th, Rome Gardener Club meeting. This is a good one. This is a fun one, and I know a lot of people want to attend this.
Yeah. So they do have a monthly meeting once a month on Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 10:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Next month's session is going to be all about herbs. So it'll be about growing herbs, ways to use them in cooking and enriching your life. And the discussion will be led by some of our master gardener volunteers. And herbs are, they're fun to grow. They smell good. And they add a lot of flavor to things.
A lot more.
So, if you're interested, go ahead and check it out.
a lot more people getting into gardening, you know, and it's nice to, we encourage that and certainly love that you do, but you know, we have a Janelle, we just had Janelle Weir in last week and she's part of the Master Gardeners.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And talking about this with her or Stephen and Katrina from Family Natural Foods, whenever we talk gardening, one of the things that I notice is the community aspect of it and how,
yes.
Gardening, even on a personal level in your house, in your yard is still got such a community aspect to it. Talking with the master gardeners, sharing the information that they do can never hurt. It always helps to add to this. And it looks like a really fun event. Encourage you to mark that on your calendars. Wednesday, July 12th, Rome Gardener Club meeting from 9 to 10:30. And Jillian, we're going to wrap up here. I know we never have enough time.
Yeah, we really don't.
The Winter Shadow Box Craft coming up in July. Geo coaching at Sandhill Wildlife Area in July. So you're going to have to come back next month so we can talk about this stuff. Mm-hmm. Sound good?
Sounds like a plan.
Jillian, if people do have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of these great events going on in the Rome area, well, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can either find me or Lisa at visitromewi.com. You can call our office, which is 715-325-3090. Or if you would like to email visitromewi@gmail.com.
And I want to encourage you to get to that website also to enter to win the Snow Dog Sports model.
Mm-hmm.
That is really cool. I want that thing. I want it bad. It looks awesome. I don't even know what I'd use it for, but I would want it. It's awesome. And you're going to have a better use for it. Go ahead and go to visitromewi.com. Jill, do us a favor. Tell Lisa hi for us. And thank you for the great work that you and Lisa do over there.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate you. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.